Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are this evening throughout up to the hour 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray, and of course, thank you so much to Johan Els, who will be taking you through again tomorrow. The joyride, something else there, and of course, his best, you know, in doing what he loves. Absolutely. And have a great evening, Johan. We love you. Right, I will be talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene in a short while, and of course, Pastor Green. And also Pastor Makamu, we will be touching base. You know, when it's this time, it is talk just as much. But I wanted to play a song from someone who was very close to me. Even today, she still is. And she has an experience of the streets and poverty. And at some stage, I remember she was diagnosed with a disease that almost got her limbs amputated. But hey, she did not get amputated. But the experience and the ordeal and being in the street and experiencing all the forms of havoc throughout made her to be one exceptional minister of song. She has been with quite a lot of groups, but she stood alone for quite some time now, I think. It's almost 10 years that she's gone solo. And I remember at some stage, we did this, and this is just amazing. Listen to this.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
She now runs a massive, massive children's home from her own pocket in KZN. Man, of course, people who grew up like her and us, who had had quite a challenge while growing up, these things leave scars for life. And they leave you with disease, man, at times, you know, because of the malnutrition, the abuse, the rapes, the stabbings, the gunshot wounds and stuff, you know. And here she is. I mean, she's one of the greatest gospel jazz singers in South Africa today. Nobilia Sbego, her name is. Of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, gracing you and making you more. May his favor and peace be upon you. We have our guests. Let me start with the Apostle Phumlamfene. She's on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brayaka. It's good to be here. And greetings to Moruti Makamo, Moruti Greeny, and our listeners out there. We thank God for this opportunity once again to be together.
Yes.
To break bread and dissect the word of God.
You know, one of the things that I'd always hoped it would happen, you know, when we were growing up, we grew apart because you disappeared into Cape Town and you went to do theology and a degree also and all that. And, ish, Mara, you know, I know one day we'll be together.
Friends for life.
Friends for life.
Together again.
Esbar. Esbar. So, are you okay? Are you well?
No, I'm good by God's grace. You know, I'm really, really good. It's been raining bad here. Oh, crazy. But
it's raining, hey?
Bad.
Sure. Yeah, I can imagine.
I think our area is even worse. Bosberg, it's more especially the area where I stay. You'll find that in other places it's not raining, but here it's crazy.
It's pouring, You know, I was looking at Port Shepstone yesterday, and to imagine that some few weeks I was there, and cars were floating, you know, The thing is, it's just amazing, man, because Port Shepstone, I mean, it's just next to the ocean, you know, yet the flooding that was there was just amazing. Right through up to Durban. Yesterday, it was 5 people who died. You know, amongst them, it was like 2 kids, and they said the number could go up. Rains, man, we need to pray. These rains, that people be safe. You know,
not necessarily rain, man, Maruti, man. Because I've noticed that, you know, we're experiencing extreme weather patterns.
Unnatural.
Or it's extreme, when it rains, it's extreme. Like literally, our weather patterns have become extreme. You know, the pattern is really extreme.
Unlike the nature we are used to. Yeah.
You know, absolutely. When it's cold, it's extremely cold. When it's raining, it rains bad, you know? So may the Lord help us, honestly.
I was in my wife's office some few hours ago at UNISA. She says that place, I mean, look, I've been frequenting that place for the past 30 years, you know, 30 something years.
Right.
And one of the things that I've realized is the offices, you know, they were built in those olden styles and those olden movements that were running that university. So they built it in that way. And somehow there are offices that will forever be cold, because they are against the flow of the sun. They are facing the south, you know? And so it's extremely cold. It's extremely, and she says she runs away from her office when it's winter to go to another office.
Yeah.
So weathers are extreme. Can you imagine that? And of course we have Muruti Makamu, who is out of the province. Muruti, greetings.
Hey, I'm from the Swami Ninja Nikoda.
Sharp, who's it?
Sapila Manang Dingerele Umpostolowami Ngeka Malinko Siam Uyahusha Hamashiak, the King, the Almighty. Yena Yedra Akadingi Vuti.
The Son of the Father, yes.
The Son of the Father. Akadingi Vuti, Akadingi, because vote is corrupting.
Agassi President. Agassi President.
Very different from President. He's the King.
Agassi President.
The President, Mfundisi, iyafa.
Futhi akasinkosi lesi sizibonayo lezi as better.
Oh, this is better. Lezi ezidoko zilandela abafazi la.
Hayi. Balo bajampa-jampa abafazi eduze kwabo.
Balo bajampa-jampa. Kuthiwa ukuthi hayi kuwe emhlangeni, kuwe emhlangeni, kade inkinga nje bafuna kuyizisa ngabafazi.
Abafazi abayi-30 uyi-1.
Uyiwani.
That's why Solomon we were moshakalelwa impilo so. Yeyibona. Kwenza izinto ezibhedayo.
Phela yona leyo nto le the carnal mind.
Aha. Absolutely. It's carnality to the highest degree.
Yebo.
It's carnality to the highest degree.
Akunandaba ukuthi ngoba sekunabafundisi abayijustifya bathi hayi uDavid, hey uSolomon, it's a carnal mind.
Hey, uyabona leya kaDavid kufanele siyikhulume ukuthi abanye bona bekabathola kanjani labafazi. Angithi bekubulawa amadoda abo.
Kunjalo mfundisi.
Okay.
Kunjalo.
So
injalo nje.
Lento ukuthi futhi igama leli lithi sithembu litshontshiwe emagameni amahle wenkulumo yakithi. Yabona. Kukhona abantu abatshontsha amagama amahle wenkulumo yakithi bese bayazinikeza wona nezenzo zabo ezim. Yeah, I'm going to say,
Ngiyakuzwa
Mozambique, kungeni KwaZulu Natal manje lapho. We are talking about the carnal mind as to what a carnal mind is all about. The Apostle Phumlamfene, you can go on to her Facebook and see her post there. And she says, we are talking about a carnal mind. And I commented on her Facebook and said, we are also going to look into how the carnal mind had gone on to disguise itself as logic, as culture, as tradition. It had disguised itself as knowledge. And carnality has disguised itself as custom. And it had gone on to even disguise itself as the narrated way of life, philosophy of life. It has also gone on to define orientations. Oh, yes, yes, orientations. It has gone on. Carnality has gone on to define orientations and even gender roles. Even if you can look in the church, you'd see carnality.
Yeah.
Even if you go on and listen to some of the messages that have been preached, carnality. And much of the time, if you sit and listen to people talking in parliament, these people have degrees, man. But it's just carnality. The way they fight, the way they conspire against one another, the way they betray one another, the way they lie. Huh? It's carnality. The love of money, the perpetuation of selfishness is the highest manifestation, which is disguised of carnality. And people are saying, reach out for your dreams. Actually, they're saying, be ruthless and get what you want. At some stage, they say, don't settle for less. They basically are saying to you, be covetous, haughty, and do not be humble. Be greedy. As they say, don't settle for less. Christ settled for less. Huh? He didn't say it. You know, as a privilege being equated to the Almighty Father, he stooped low to die for us, to carry our sins. He could have sat on the throne. Isn't that settling for less? And much of the times we have gone on to see how carnality has come again as common sense. Carnality is also found in the way in which we have labeled people. I don't know if you are aware that when we label our children Ama 2000, the spirit that is attached to that logic, the spirit that is attached to that logic goes straight to our children. I wonder why I had always failed to call my children Ama 2000. And basically there's a spirit attached to this notion of Ama 2000 in that these people are looked at in such a negative way. I heard someone prophesying and saying, uJesu tuzonda wonke Ama 2000. It's just amazing that you see much of the times that this notion has been attached to our beautiful children. And once they start to accept that, I was watching TV yesterday, and this girl was saying, yeah, Tina Sama 2000 on YouTube, Tina Sama 2000. And I was just looking at her, and I could see how disease, misconception, misdirection, and early death would come. All this is carnality, wickedness in the highest degree. And people basically going on and saying we are having a good time. Eyadin, there's a place in Durban called Eyadin. We are having a good time and all those kinds of things and stuff. Yet they get sick. They get sick much of the times. If you go to Cape Town and see how people view them, especially at night, man. I once took a walk around 10 o'clock in Cape Town. The city center, just, Green Market Square. And just walking around there, I couldn't believe the things I was seeing there. Men acting like women and all those kinds of things and stuff. It was so shocking. And I could say it's carnality. Even those who say we are straight, it's just carnality. Today I've been looking at this other program and really drawing a conclusion. Sometimes you have to look into these programs that are done by the people we call the amateurs. But they are amassing, and this is what I said to my wife the other day. I said, they are amassing quite a lot of viewership and listenership. If someone who is doing something so stupid on TV and has 1 million views, this person has influence. And we should check as to whether, what is it that this person is influencing people with? And I've realized that there is a guy who has legalized the very fact that kids should have children. And actually, it's amazing in high schools how girls are becoming pregnant. And please, it is wrong to just say how girls are becoming pregnant, because they don't make themselves pregnant. Also, these boys are becoming pregnant with them. And you find a boy who is hardly 23, already having two babies, already being pursued for pap geld, and him jumping fences and stuff. He doesn't even have matric. All these things, it's carnality. And the church is just happy with having people and say, let's Christian children, they are a gift from God. And a Christian them and all those kinds of things, they put them in Sunday schools and all this. The very fact that they were born wrong, that thing is not looked into. No, they say, don't judge. But we have to address that. Look, I myself, my father and my mother never got married. My father got married to another woman, and that's why I stayed in the streets. And the father taught me, the Almighty Father taught me how I have been born in insolence and disobedience, and how this could be a problem. Remember, if you're born out of fornication, you will propagate that. It's your orientation. You will propagate that. And you had to be born again. And in your born again, the reform, the reconstitution of your mind that the Father brings over. And I could just imagine how many people I've worked with who are of the opposite gender. You know? And if I had not been delivered from that kind of lineage, how many kids would I be having now? And there's this thing called and there's this thing called baby mama, baby daddy. It's not even in the Bible. But it looks like this is the most prospering way of procreation these days. Many children are not born in holy wedlocks. They are born outside. And this is a carnality that we don't want to address. And I'm saying to you, it has disguised itself to such an extent that we are caught checkmate by this. We should be careful, because if we are not careful, we are going down. We are going down, because carnality deals, as my daughter Tato would always say, carnality is about the lower nature.
Yeah.
The lower nature, she says that. It's about the lower nature. And so we need to be careful with regards to this and tell ourselves, should carnality prevail? And what are some of the ways that continuously are hiding carnality in our midst? And a lot of verses I need to read with regards to this. Because people say, hey, yeah, you're just talking, but there's no way. We want the word. We want the word. Carnality, the human, earthly, natural mind that is governed by mere human nature, or even human instinct. And I'm not talking about spiritual instinct where you are prompted by the Spirit of the Father. Psalm 49 verse 11 says, their inner thought is that their houses will last forever. And of course, that is what we see these days. People are materialistic, and that is carnality. Check it out. Their inner thought, which means the meditations of their spirit man, their inner thought is that their houses will last forever. They are dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names.
Mm.
Yeah. That's the kind of eternity that carnality brings to man. Just a fading memory of meaninglessness. And the devil impressions us about achievements, and we look at these and we say, wow, I made it. My heart, it's time to thank yourself and settle and be merry. Yet you don't know that tonight you are dying.
Mm.
Romans 1:28 says, and even as they did not like to retain Yahuwah in their knowledge, Yahuwah gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. To give over means to let go. When someone is busy pulling something from you and you let go, that is to give over. You let go. It means carnality basically draws men from the Father, draws men away from the Holy Spirit. Even though the Father says, I shall never leave you nor forsake you, but you choose to leave him. He doesn't leave. It's us who choose to leave him. That's why when we return, we find him right there where we left him. And this is one of those things that is really troubling. They were doing, when we do things that are not fitting to the requirements of the word of the Most High, then we know it is carnality. And other people, I think, or even our guests will quote Galatians chapter 5 from verse 19. I won't go there now. I'd like to explore this. Check it out in Deuteronomy 15:9. Beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying the seventh year, the seventh release is at hand, and your eye be evil against your poor brother, and give him nothing, and he cries out to the Elohim against you, and it becomes a sin against you. This is a sin we are caught up in. We live in the land of the rich and the poor, divided by extremes. Have you ever been to Alexander? And then just across the street, it's a place called Sandton.
I'm telling you.
You go to Sandton, you find people driving these cars as if it's in Cape Town.
My Rolls Royce.
Yes, and then you go to Gomorrah, and then this place is known as Alexandra, and we used to call it Township. And then you find people living in this house that you don't know how they put that room on top of that other room.
Mm.
And then they live next to what is known as the Jackskay River. It's flowing with feces. You know, and as it's raining now, some houses are falling in, kids are dying, disease is there. That's carnality. It's carnality to the highest degree. Anyway, we will talk to our guest just after this. You know, I don't want to get carried away.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good and is elevating you in a mighty way. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene and also Pastor Makamu. And hopefully Pastor Green will talk to us. He said he has a touch of flu. All right. Let's hear from you, Pastor Makamu. What is carnality? What are we talking about when we talk about a carnal mindset today?
Yeah. Mfundiswami, my prayer to Pastor Green, our right man. We love him so much.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Muruti, when we talk about a carnal mind, kune something unkulunkulu ayidalile emuntwini. And leyo nto lapho udale a freedom of choice after creating a man. And the freedom of choice lapho
akayilimitanga kuti you choose against what no akayilimitanga the choice yaku the way uthanda ngakhona and the freedom of choice le lapho uyenze kuthi na you can choose against the one who gave you a choice to choose angazi kuthi kuzwakala lokumphrofa
yeah
the right to choose against the one who gave you the right to choose
hey when
and
democracy yes
you more than democracy le mfundisi
democracy
yes yeah you see because like the democracy today la uma uchuzile uthola ukuthi na bayabona ukuthi na kongathi bawinile kongathi bayashawa bayakwazi ukurika amavoti lo akariki lo uyathula
yeah
i-choice yakho uzikhethele wena that is the reason Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 15 and the 19 athi beka la I call upon heaven and earth to witness the choice you make but now I advise choose life so that you and your descendants might live.
Yeah.
And aphinda kubonisa ukuthi how do you choose? By loving the Lord. So, uNkulunkulu mayenza umuntu, umwenze amnikeza isa into ibizwa ukuthi is a conscious mind, which is the heart. Then amnikeza imind lehlala la esiphundu semuntu.
Yeah.
Le mind lehlala esiphundu bela. Yihamba yogele izinto ngoba yona yimokanali ukuthi izidownloada to the subconscious mind. And ezla uNkulunkulu abeke spirit. The spirit ezla is to lead a man, is the spirit of God. Ukuthi siba yiso si leader yomuntu. But now the mind leyla isiphungu yihamba yogele izinto to feed the flesh. And as it feeds the flesh, it downloaded down to the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind, once he has it downloaded as a child, kulapho uSolomon abuya khona. And as you think in your subconscious mind, so you are. Umuntu aba yile nto ayicabangayo enhlizweni yakhe. And umuntu aba aphila lento le lapho yenyama ngoba already imind ni download izinto zenyama so kuba inkinga lela yokuthi na i carnal mind yifika you overtake the spirit that spirit is the one that must lead the way but manje ngoba imind yogela konke ifika iku download kugcwala then kuya overtake overtake spirit and noma sithi sifuna ukwenza okwaNkulunkulu ispirit siyashawa ikhanda silale then ku overtake into lela inyama umuntu wathola ukudla ufuna ukuphila ngokudla umuntu aphilela ukucabanga ukudla ekuseni noma aqeda ukuthola breakfast ngizodlana nini aqeda ukudla emini ngizodlana intambama uma athola umfazi ifuna wesithu ifuna wesithu kongathi ngathola nalaya even ezintshumayelo umuntu uma ashumayela mayeni indaba kamoya ushumayela indaba yenyama athi umuntu uma aphila akaphilele umoya ukuthi athokozisa the spirit man but he lives to please inyama yakhe
the carnal man
yes so even noma seku kwenzwa whatever umthola umuntu uvule bandla hayi ngokuthi uvulela ukuthi na asebenzela ispirit uvulela ukuthi asebenzela inyama ukuthi kongathi nemhlanje ngaphuma ngithole bo 600,000 laba labantu labala kahle into igcwele kuye kugcwele inyama ukuthi uma njengathola imali engaka uma ngingadla kanje uma ngingaphila kangcono kundlula umpostol uma ngingaphila kangcono kundlula uray uma nga you understand so uNkulunkulu uthi lapha nompostolo Paul, those who live their sinful nature, their flesh, will never please the Spirit. Because these two, they are fighting against this art. Lo ufuna kulida ngoba wakankulunkulu, but lo ula ubhizi uyaogela uyazilete ukubukela isizinto. You know mfundisi mina nginenkinga if I will see umzalwane azosuka yobukela isithembu sakamseleku leli khana.
Hey,
come on now.
Uyibuza ukuthi umzalwane usindisiwe nsi uyobukela isithembu abhatala asuka ayobhatala ama-channel e-DSTV ukuthi abukela isithembu, abukela housewives yakuphi kuphi Durban or whatever. What is good about those things? Ziletani, because whatever that we watch, whatever that we hear, whatever we touch, this is spiritual impartation in our lives. I don't know good how many radio stations, I think it's 20-something radio stations as the corner in South Africa. Zonke lezinto is after our mindset, after our hearts, after our lives. Because kumele umntana kaNkulunkulu a choose the right thing that would feed the spirit man. So that uNkulunkulu kuwe akhula ekumazeni uNkulunkulu. But instead we choose lento leda ukubukela umsebe, we choose YSN, we choose whatever. I don't know ukuthi bazishaya but ngikhankasela amanye ama-radio, but I'm saying it ukuthina we choose izinto ezibulala umoya kaNkulunkulu in our lives. We choose to watch them, siphinde sizibhatalela zona lezo zinto lezo ukuthi namazibe khona endlini. And lezo zinto lezo lapho ziyasilimaza, azifundisi into izosikhulisa emoyeni, ngifundisa into izosilimaza, isilimazayo spiritually. Ankeni lethi okunye mfundisi kwekwangibamba nami kwalezinto ezibukelwayo. Bendithanda ukubukela lento le-program yase-America ye-The Cheaters. Ngiyibukela kangokuba angifuni ne-episode iyodwa indlule.
The Cheaters.
Yes, angifuni ukuthi ne-episode iyodwa indlule. At the beginning it was good. Kube into enhle, bento enhle impela, into enhle yokuthi ngiyayithanda. But at the end, one day, mfundisi, ngoba lezi zinto zine spiritual impartation in our life. One day, ngifuna ukuthandaza ekamereni, umama athi ngikathele. Kwasuka, sokude se isukile kunomuntu. Yasuka just like that. And ngaphila kabuhlungu for the rest of those months. Ngokuthina, umama athi ngikathele, then ke ngimi laphayana ngimnika imoto ahamba emsebenzini. Uma ngiphuma ngigibela naye imoto afika ngishiye erobotini, ngigijima ngiyogibela siyandawonye. Angimtsheli ukuthi ngihamba naye, ngifuna kuyobona ukuthi uyafika yini laphaya khona or akafiki. Ngijika ngibuya, uma kushaya ufoni ngigijima ngiyoma erobotini, uhamba nobani, ugibelele nobani. Impilo yami iba miserable, sometimes ngizenza romantic kungathi ngindlula ngimshiyela ilento lela something yokuthi ilantshinyana kati ngifuna ukucheka ukuthi kukwenzakalani.
Ikuphethe cheaters ingadlali
nayo. Ngiphethe mfundisi.
Jola 99. Yeah.
You understand? Until abantwana bazi uma ngandlula phambi kwe-TV ngibukele le nto le, sizola kati. Until uboya ungcwele udile nami 2009 ukuthi yendwa ukuphila kamhlungu wena.
Yeah.
Ngale nto lela. Sithi tafunga saphinde ibukela. Eh, kwaba uhlungu mani ukuthi ngiyeke. But I had to obey the Holy Spirit and I'm free from those things. Unkosikazi wami umaphuma aya khona la kubo la.
Mhm.
Ngangifona ukuthi ufikile, angifona ku cellphone, ngifona ku landline. Ufikile.
Mhm.
Ngicela ukukhuluma naye. Kongathi kongathi ngiyamcheka ukuthi uhambe kahle yini kade.
Mhm.
Uma ngafuni njalo kumele ngijime ngiyojika ngibone ukuthi impilo le ngiphila kamhlungu. So people who abazithengela ama channels izinto zenyama. Izinto zingathi shu. Stay away from those things.
Mm.
Stay away from awuntaru mzalwana ubukele Dr. Khehlelezi. What is good about Dr. Khehlelezi?
Yini logo?
Thinking uprofetile ukuthi na kuzofa abantu egagasetani and yezekile doesn't matter ukuthi lento lena umuntu uprofesaya yibe 100%. Check the spirit ukuthi leso spirit sibuye as prophetic lento lela. Kana kankulunkulu kumele abe very selective kwizinto azibukelayo, kwabantu ahamba nabo, kwizinto azidlayo, kwendawo angena kuyo, nezinto azigqokayo. Kana kankulunkulu must be selective. To God be the glory.
Sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you just joined us, we are talking about carnality, a carnal mind, what it is even all about. And I'm just exposing some of the hidden details of carnality today, or carnalism. You know, how it is, hidden. Carnality also even chooses the kinds of foods we need to eat. And there are foods that are very demonic. Foods that are very demonic that we eat. Drinks that are very demonic, intoxicating, that we drink. All these are bent on the instructions of carnality. You know, someone says, no, I take a little wine there, just like Timothy, a little wine. But what kind of wine were they referring to there? It was not autumn harvest. But hey, I saw people taking wine in Daveyton, and we were burying, and they took wine. They were saying, "Keselalo."
Yeah.
And the priest said, "Look, I have this wine here, and I have this grape juice. If you know you're weak, come on this side and take a grape juice, just like what they call a holy communion." And then they call it a holy communion. It's not even biblical, a holy communion. We know of the Last Supper. We know of the supper of the Father, of the Elohim. We know of that. Many people were going alongside the strong drink, Pumla.
Yo, Jesus.
Di roko tsene di akodi mumola di sa aparo sa kereke.
Le
magusha, le magusha. Yo. Pura pura ya muri. Hey. Yeah. Anyway, we are talking about that. We trust the Father is doing it good, and the Father is gracing you with peace and favor in a mighty way. Now, here's another aspect. Romans 8 verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahuwah, for it is not subject to the law of Yahuwah, nor can indeed be. Nor can indeed be. Right? But carnality, or a carnal mind, is also looked at as a philosophy and a culture. Like I said, if you look into Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17, it says, this I say therefore, and testify in the Elohim, Yahuwah, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles. What does it mean? You should no longer follow their traditions, their cultures, their philosophies, and even their civilizations. And then it says, as the Gentiles walk in the futility of their minds. It means all these traditions, philosophies that they follow, are all futile. They lead to fatalities. They lead to perishing. They convert people into becoming subjects of perdition. And this is something we need to take a look into. We have cultures, we have traditions, we have ways of doing things. Hey, we have even developed ways of preaching, which are carnal. Oh, Apostle. What comes to mind?
You know, when you read the word of God in the book of Psalms 119,
oh, yes,
verse 130, it is the entrance of the word of the Lord, brings light and gives understanding to the simple. But then, unfortunately, people with a carnal mind, their mind will always oppose and it will always be hostile towards the word of God and towards God himself. Because it's the kind of mind that is preoccupied with earthly things. When you have touched hahole on the carnal mind, or with Bonajuang, people who are preoccupied with the things that are fighting, it is difficult for them to understand the things of the Spirit. And because also, the reason why it makes it difficult for them to understand the things of the Spirit and to also perceive the things of the Spirit is because they don't train up their mind to number one, study the Word of God and allow the Word to enter them. Because, you know, it's one thing to study the Word, but it's a whole different ball new game when you allow the Word of God to enter you. But then we allow all sorts of things to enter us. Muruti Makamu has said it beautifully, mentioning even some of this TV programs. Because definitely we become what we see oftentimes and what we hear. And the Bible also makes it very clear that, you know, faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of the Lord. So now we need to develop a muscle of faith by always hearing the word of God. But a carnal mind, it's like, as I've already indicated, it always opposes and is hostile toward the word of God and God himself. And also a carnal mind has everything to do with selfish ambitions, with you know, people become so self-centered. You mentioned something earlier on that, you know, there's Alexander, and just across the street, it's Centen, and people are comfortable. Because a carnal mind, it's all about what it can get, you know, how much. Muruti Makamu also mentioned it, Duguti Abantu Lamalanga. They just want to get everything, and they don't care. And that's a carnal mind. And unfortunately, with AI, you know, at our doorstep, it's no longer at our doorstep. AI has been shoved down our throat. And with AI, a lot of things, Muruti, that are contrary to the word of God are being embraced even by the church. Kabakala AI. Hona no, as we're talking now on this show, me and you, Limuruti, and everybody else, and those who are listening, you know, people are being encouraged, you know, and inspired by what is trending, not by the word of God. So it's about what is trending and who is trending. So meaning when you are trending, and it's so sad, Joe, because it's mostly people who are in the church who follow the people who are trending. Regardless of the fact that Lemotoa trend, you know, you'll find that the people with serious viewership, you know, and all of our mamas, these influencers, when you listen to them, you know, the kind of things, you know, as a child of God, it's shocking. But these are the things that Manaba Mudimu, who are so gullible, they will take that in without thinking. And not only will they take it in, they will then, after hearing, they will want to implement. Very powerful. And after watching, somehow his behavior was altered. How many Christians who watch certain programs, it doesn't matter how innocent those programs look, but at the end of the day, your behavior gets altered as a child of God. You know, we just go on and on listening to the programs and watching all those programs. You know, somebody says something very sad. A woman who's 42, and she comes to me and says, "Hey, woman of God, this man of God, because I'm 42 and I'm worried, you know, I'm concerned. I don't have a child and I'm single. I was never married, so I desire to be married." So he calls this man of God, hoping that the man of God will pray for her or with her, so that somehow God would step in into a situation. But she was shocked at the advice that the man of God gave her. The man of God said to her, "You're 42 and you're not married and you still don't have a child." Okay, fine. So me and you, we don't know how long you'll wait, isn't it? Okay, common sense says that. You spoke about, you know, carnal mind pushing the issue of logic. So now here is this man trying to explain to this woman and trying to see things from a logical point of view and say to her, "You're 42 and then you're not married and you're still waiting. Do you know you can still wait even for 10 years? So I have a suggestion. This is a suggestion that came through a servant of God. So while waiting, I can help you, abo.
Evan.
And then go famous.
Evan. What are wamu dwaza yourself?
Ah, wanna solve a problem again. You know, yeah. Like carnal mind, somehow you try to solve a problem in a carnal way and in an earthly way.
Satanic.
Remember, we said a carnal mind is always hostile. It opposes the word of God and everything that the word of God stands for.
Mm.
And there's a typical example where somebody that you look up to, and somebody that you expect to be the man of the cloth. Then when they give you advice, it won't be logical. It will be the word of God. He just does the contrary. He just literally dials into the issue of the flesh and said, so why are you waiting for the man to come? At least you'll have a child. Because the danger is that while you wait, this is what he says, while you wait, so there'll be the issue with eggs, you won't be able to produce. So when the man comes, you will have the second problem. So meaning the first problem will be solved, you have a man. But when there's no child, so you will have still a second problem. Or how long one and the lima and then nobody would have only monoposon. Wabo?
Even.
Yo.
Does he know Hore, he would be creating the third problem? Because if Akreba na Ausola and then Otalino sing Moseling Wanamuruti, Munna Oto Musota.
Remember, Joe, a carnal mind, ne? Can't lead you like you listen. And remember, when you have a carnal mind, you have a mind of the world, and it's the mind of the flesh, it's not the mind of the spirit.
Yeah.
So therefore, the enemy will make sure that certain things that you're supposed to really, really take into consideration, somehow you override them, and they will definitely come home to bite you. So now, and then she calls and says, woman of God, what kind of a man of God is this one?
Yeah.
What the woman was worried. But having said that, when you read in the Word of God, more especially in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3, Paul says, I, brethren, I could not speak even unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. So these people are in the church, and their mind is so carnal. And it's so sad for people who have been in the church for more than 5 years, and you still embrace a carnal mind, you embrace a carnal lifestyle. And every time literally, Muruti, when I went to the States, the whole issue of carnality, it was such a reality. Because when you minister, it's like you're walking on eggshells. You need to be careful what you say, because people take offense very easy. And they get offended by the word of God. So when they're offended, then somehow they call you to order. For look, you shouldn't have said that. But it was the word. And not only in the States, even in South Africa, there are things that you are not at liberty, to preach about, because people who are very carnal, Joe, how many people are church hoppers today because of this same issue of a carnal mind? When you stand up and begin to embrace the word of God and begin to walk by the Spirit, we are led by the Spirit. If we are the children of God, we are definitely led by the Spirit. But then, unfortunately, people with a carnal mind, they are led by a different form of spirit.
Mm.
And that spirit is the spirit from the devil. Is the spirit from hell that is out to make sure that the people of God are disconnected and disassociated from their creator. And that's the spirit of Antichrist.
It's sad that we see these things really happening. And to an extent, we have become quiet about them. Send us a WhatsApp. Yes. Send us a WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say. It's 0826572729. I'll appreciate that. And let me see. Thank you so much, Eshlo. Thank you very much, Mara. Thank you, Dolly. Thank you, Babongani. Thank you again, Mara. Send us your WhatsApps. I will look into them, and I will play them. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
All right. Let's hear what Pastor Green is saying on this matter. Pastor Green, carnality also seems to be something that has taken hold, even of those who are saying we are men of the cloth. It is a sad thing to the greatest of extents. And much of the times We are a bit quiet about it, Pastor Green. All right. I don't seem to be getting Pastor Green.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to all the listeners. Good evening to Pastor Makamo. Praise Amen. The name of the Lord. Good evening to our apostle and all the servants of God on the platform tonight. Good evening Amen. In the mighty Amen. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope
Amen.
We are all blessed. I hope we are all well. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. What a powerful God we serve. Hallelujah. We thank God Amen. Once again for this opportunity that we have to share again on this platform. Our God is good and God is great. Hallelujah. I think in this time that we are living, we need more of the Word of God. We need to make use of more opportunities that we have to share the Word of God. Pastor Ray, tonight, hallelujah, we are talking about the carnal mind, hallelujah, the carnal mind. In other words, the fleshly mind. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, as the Bible says in the book of Corinthians, our weapons are not carnally, hallelujah, but our weapons are spiritually. It's mighty, hallelujah. And also our mind, Pastor Ray, hallelujah. If your mind is carnally, which means your mind is fleshly, which means you think all the time flesh, you cannot think spiritually, hallelujah. There's a difference between a spiritual mind and a fleshly mind, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And I think the devil have confused most of us with that, to give us a carnal mind. And then we think what we are doing is right, hallelujah. You know, Pastor Ray, I just want to share this quickly from the book of Romans chapter 12. I know this is the most popular verse that that every one of us read, hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 verse 1, Apostle Paul said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now, just that verse already, Pastor Ray, with a carnal mind, you cannot understand that. Hallelujah. That needs a spiritual mind, that you give your body a living sacrifice unto God. That you do, in other words, that you submit unto God, that you give your body unto God, that God may be in control of your body. Hallelujah. But now the verse 2 is the one that really explains the carnal mind. Hallelujah. Just hear what Romans chapter 12 verse 2 say. And do not be conformed to this world. Hallelujah. Do not be conformed to this world. In other words, the world is carnally, Pastor Ray. The world is fleshly. Hallelujah. And the apostle is warning us here. He's saying to us here, do not be conformed. Do not take the pattern of this world. Do not follow the system of this world. Do not be like unto this world. Hallelujah. Now, with a spiritual mind, Pastor Ray, you will not be like this world. But with a carnal mind, you will be like the world. You will think like the world. You will speak like the world. You will behave like the world. You will answer like the world. You will greet like the world. Your walk will be like the world. Even when you dress, you will dress like the world because of your mindset. Hallelujah. Our mindset need to be changed. Our mindset need to be changed. Hallelujah. We cannot serve God faithfully with a carnal mind. We cannot please God with a carnal mind. Our faith cannot be 100% in operation with a carnal mind. Hallelujah. But now the second part. The second part of Romans 12 verse 2 say, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In other words, Pastor Ray, it takes me back again. The carnal mind do not know what is the perfect will of God. The carnal mind does not know what God expects from us.
Yeah.
The carnal mind does not know what God wants us to do. That's why Apostle Paul take these two and put them together in one sentence. Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, or do not be like this world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But be transformed. And this is how the transformation is taking place, by the renewing of your mind. Our mind must be renewed. Our mind must be refreshed. Hallelujah. Our mind must be how can I say, in the will of God. I was reading also in the book of John chapter 3, Pastor Ray. John chapter 3, the Bible talked there about Nicodemus. Hallelujah. Nicodemus was a preacher. Nicodemus was preaching in the synagogue. But Nicodemus was not spiritual minded. Nicodemus was carnal minded. And I've got proof in the Bible for this. Hallelujah. When Jesus said to Nicodemus in verse 3, John 3 verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But now, because Nicodemus was carnally minded, he did not understand what Jesus is saying. He understood everything fleshly. Then in verse 4, Nicodemus respond to Jesus. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus did not understand when Jesus said, you must be born again. He did not understand. He was fleshly minded, carnally minded. And even in the time that we live now, Pastor Ray, there is people that have exactly the same thing. There's people that don't know what we talk about when we talk about being born again. When we talk about the spiritual things, they do not understand. If we read further in this chapter, Pastor Ray, Jesus is even saying to Nicodemus, you are a teacher, but you don't know these things. It sounds difficult to understand. Now, in verse 6, Jesus still speaks to Nicodemus. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now, that is what we talk about when we look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. That which is born of the flesh, is worldly, is carnally. But that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So even our mind, Pastor, when we are born again, now we understand things that we did not understood before. Now we know things that we didn't know before. Hallelujah. This is really very interesting when we think about it, Pastor Ray. Because before we were born again, these things didn't matter to us because we were not spiritually minded. Our mind was confused. You know, we take even the same as it is written in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. One of my very favorite verse. When the Bible says be sober, we don't talk about even alcohol, Pastor Ray. We talk about sober-minded. In other words, do not be carnally minded. Be sober-minded. Be spiritually minded. Hallelujah. Be vigilant. That is what the Bible teaches us. When somebody is not carnally minded, he's sober. He's vigilant. He's not following everything. He's not going with every wind that blows. He's not flowing with every river that flows. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's a man that knows why he's here. It's a man that knows what he wants to do. Hallelujah. I will continue now, Pastor Ray. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Green. We really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, we are touching base on this, the issue of carnality, a carnal mind, and what it is even all about. When I use the concept carnality, I'm just saying this can apply into every aspect that one can actually think of. It's very important to look into these things. Carnality can be found even in academia. You know, the evil things that happen in academia, the things that happen in business also. You can see also carnality there. It's quite sad, I should say. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life.
a winning team on the road to eternity.